Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Getting up the Central West on your radio, online, on your mobile.
Even more.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Morning, Pippa.
Oh, is that Jimmy Love?
It is,
oh,
mate.
Oh, hello, mate. Welcome back.
Yeah, nice to be back as well. It's weird, like, when you have a week off work, you really enjoy yourself. You're like, yay. And then when the day before you come back, you're like, I missed work. I want to be back at work.
It's great to have you back.
No, it's good to be back here with you as well. How have you been?
Yeah, really good.
What's been happening? What have you been doing?
Oh, well, Mike and I had a great 4 days hanging out last week.
Yeah,
nice
cool.
Short week. That was good. How was your trip to, do you go down to
Sydney? Yeah, no, it was nice. My sister's house was really cold.
Was
you
it?
Know when you're staying at someone else's house, you don't want to ever criticise
their air conditioning / heating situation.
Yeah.
But in your mind, you're thinking, mate, can you get this on lock, please? How are you living in this situation?
Her house was just freezing. Like,
oh,
no offense.
That's the worst.
It was just a freezing house.
Yeah.
I really should have bought my fan heater.
Why did she not have her heating on? Is she trying to save money on a power bill? Or?
No, she did have it on, but her heating was not significant for the house she was in. She had, like, a big house
yeah. And
one little oil lamp heater thing.
It was like blowing hot air into your hands.
Yes.
Try and keep you warm.
Exactly.
Oh, that's the worst.
So when I left, I let her know I'd be giving her a 2-star TripAdvisor rating.
She would have been thrilled with that.
Absolutely thrilled. I'd be banned from staying in her place, my partner and I. So.
Oh, very good.
So big show today.
Yes.
Because after 8 o'clock, stand by. We're doing an on-air auction for Give Me 5 for Kids.
We are. It's happening all this week because throughout the month of June, we are raising vital funds for the Children's Ward at Dubbo Base Hospital.
What I love about the on-air auction is we've got some great things to sell off this
mm-hmm.
week. Now, because it's for charity, whatever you buy in the on-air auction, you can claim it back on tax in like 2 weeks.
A complete write-off.
Absolutely. It's for charity.
Perfect timing.
Yeah. So we'll be doing that after 8 o'clock. We've got Scoopless Dean McCarthy. He's live from Hollywood. He has been at the MTV Movie Awards
yes,
this weekend.
Yes, just swanning around, chatting to some very famous people.
Plus, this weekend, it was a huge weekend at the World Cup.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. The big favourites. Barely any of them got points on the board.
Really?
Yeah, Brazil this morning didn't even beat Switzerland.
Oh, sure. You would think that Brazil would surely win a game.
Would easily clean up Switzerland.
Well, yes.
But that game finished about 5 minutes ago and it was a 1-1 draw.
Wow.
So we're going to be discussing all that in today's show, but stand by. Up next, we kick it off with Pippa and Jimmy's pub anthems. We love to give away prizes. We've got milestone hotel vouchers to give away. Stand by because we'll tell you how to do that after Khalid Love Lies. Morning, everyone. The Pippa and Jimmy Show, 6 minutes past six. Hit 93.5.
Sorry if it's hard to catch my vibe.
Pippa Jimmy, hit 93.5, Khalid Love Lies, one of the biggest songs around the world at the moment. Good morning, everybody. We're sitting on 9 minutes past 6 o'clock, only 8 degrees across the Central West as we speak. Our neighbours down in Orange and Bathurst, maybe even getting a dusting of snow with
yes.
this cold weather over the weekend and into the Monday. But right now, let's give away some prizes.
We're kicking off your week with prizes thanks to the Milestone Hotel Dubbo. You can book your next event at the venue that's miles above the rest. What we do is we play you a snippet of an iconic pub anthem, and on 13, 12, 16, if you're the first person to correctly guess the song, you're off to the pub.
Great, easy. 13, 12, 16, let's kick it off if you know what this song is. You know,
yes.
My dad used to have like a little sign out the front of our house.
Yeah.
Said the Love Shack.
Really?
Made sense because our last name's Love.
Oh, that does make
you
sense.
You know what I mean?
Okay, I'm milking it for all it's worth.
Milking the last name for all
You've
it's worth.
You've got to.
Okay, 13, 12, 16. First person to call through and tell us the name of this song wins the voucher to the Milestone Hotel.
Done.
How easy is that?
Very easy.
Okay, get dialing Central West right now. Dua Lipa, IDGAF on hit.
You call me all friendly, telling me how much you miss me.
Dub on the Central West, number one, hit 93.5 for Dua Lipa, IDGAF. Hey, good morning, everybody. Stand by your top news headlines somewhere in the world not too far away.
Right now, we're kicking off your morning, kicking off your week with prizes. It's all thanks to the Milestone Hotel Dubbo. You can book your next event at the venue that's miles above the rest. We're doing pub anthems, and if you can correctly guess the song on 13, 12, 16, you're off to the pub. Belinda, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pippa.
Oh, hello. Listen to that voice. Hey, Belinda, what are you doing up so early and so vibrant and bright?
Off to the gym.
Good on you, Belinda.
Here you go. What'd you do on the weekend, Belinda?
Well, celebrated my grandson's third birthday.
Oh, how lovely.
Grandson? Oh, I thought your voice is so young.
I thought you were 25.
Grandson, wow. Oh.
Amazing.
No.
Oh, that's fun.
Weekend full of family and all that. It was good.
Beautiful. Very good. Belinda, take a listen to this pub anthem. Have you ever grooved along to that one at the pub, Belinda?
Yes, when I was probably about your age, yes.
Oh, go on, Belinda. I reckon you can still move it and shake it.
Oh, definitely.
What song is it, Belinda?
That would be Love Shack by the B-52.
Oh, you've even nailed the artist as well.
Correct.
Showing your age there, Belinda.
I know. Terrible.
Hey, you can rock along to that one at the Milestone Hotel because we're sending you off there for voucher, okay?
Beautiful.
Fantastic. Stand by a moment with us. Pippa, what's coming up in your top news headlines?
Have you ever been on a portaloo and thought, what's the worst possible thing that could happen right at this very moment?
I hate portaloos. So I don't want to think about what the worst thing that could happen on a portaloo is.
You are going to love this story. I'll tell you about it next.
Here we go. Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
Yes, the Stereophonics on the home of Hits and Old School Dakota. Morning, everybody. Pippa and Jimmy currently sitting on 8 degrees, 23 minutes past 6 o'clock on Hit 93.5. Doing it thanks to Mick Cafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. And right now, it is time for your top news headlines
somewhere
in the world.
Have you ever heard the saying, don't pee into the wind?
I have heard that because apparently the wee will come back on you.
Yes, not a very good idea.
No.
And video has been taken by a man that has captured a pair of portable toilets being lifted up into the air by a strong wind
over the weekend. Oh, no. What's happened?
Disaster. So the video just features residents at a park enjoying a sunny day out, a bit of a festival happening, outdoor fun, and a sudden gust of wind begins to ravage the outdoor event.
Oh.
And the portable toilets are seen being carried across a sidewalk and then slamming into parked cars before one takes off into the sky like a runaway helium balloon.
Oh, goodness me. You know what's bad when someone wheels a trolley into your car?
Oh, yes.
But the wind blowing a portaloo in your car, who can you really blame for that?
I mean, what a shitstorm, really, isn't it?
He reminds me of Phil Olivetti. Remember the Chris Hurley character?
Oh, yes.
Jumped on the flying jumping castle that flew away. Good story. I like that one. And was anyone injured?
No, thank goodness.
No injuries.
Everyone remained unharmed.
Unharmed. Great.
Second top news headline somewhere in the world. We've got another great story for dumb drunk people.
I love dumb drunk people.
Yes. Well, a woman has woken up next to quite an unusual guest in her bed following a drunken night out.
Crocodile?
No.
What?
She's stolen someone's dog.
You know what? When I was a kid, I loved having my dog, Honey Bear, in bed with me. I love cuddling up with Honey Bear.
It's like a little hot water bottle.
If I found a Rottweiler just roaming the streets on a drunken night out when I'm coming home from the pub, I wouldn't mind this taking up. Just come and stay in my bed.
A Rottweiler.
Yeah.
Maybe a Cavoodle or like a Labrador or something, but a Rottweiler. I don't know if I'd want to wake up with that at the end of my bed. A
lot of hair everywhere.
Here's the thing, though. This is not the first time she's done it. It's the third time she's done it.
I didn't know there were serial dog thieves
She's
out there.
She's commandeering strangers' canine companions.
So what happened to her? Did she, like, call the police and go, I've done it again. Sorry, guys, I stole another dog.
Pretty much, yeah. The neighbours, thankfully, were fine. They just said, oh, it's all right.
It's all right,
It's classic Tory. Let's call her Tory. Classic Tory.
Classic Tory stealing the dog.
Exactly. third top news headline somewhere in the world. A man has declared that his marriage is over after his wife salted popcorn without his permission during a night out at the movies.
Here's the thing. You know the old saying, it was a straw that broke the camel's back?
Yeah.
Like, it feels like this relationship obviously is on very tender hooks already.
Yes, absolutely.
And the salted popcorn just went, you know what, that's it.
Tipped him over the edge.
No, because the thing is, she may have known very well that he does not like salted popcorn.
Well, here's the thing. They're at the cinema and the wife purchased some popcorn ahead of the film and he specifically said to her while she was in the queue, do not add salt before walking away. And what did she do? She bloody went and added salt, didn't she? Hi, I'd like to file for divorce. Oh, what's the reason for your marriage ending? Infidelity? No, it was a salt and battery.
Imagine you and your mate in Vegas. We are.
Let's go! Thanks to McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington. It's Pippa and Jimmy. You got healing
hands. On Hit 93.5.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great Monday. So far, you're on air, the Pippa and Jimmy Show. Would love to hear from you. 13, 12, 16, anytime, any reason. And Pippa, stand by in about 10 minutes' time. After beers, boobs and balls, I've got the 20 most annoying things that you can say to a dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so dads out there, listen up because you'll be able to relate to this. If you're not a dad but know a dad, listen up because you'll know how to annoy a dad.
And then after 8 o'clock, we are going to attempt to give away $1,000 with Alpha Bucks.
I love Alpha Bucks.
Did you hear that Mick won $1,000 last week while you are away?
Oh, good on him.
Yes, so exciting.
We've got heaps of cash in the bank though, so let's try and give it away again today.
We do, and all you need to do is listen out right now because we're giving away the first 5 answers. So, the letter in Alpha Bucks today is the letter S. S for Sierra.
Hit us, Pippa. What are the first 5?
You're going to need to know a drink. You can say Sprite, a Disney character, Snow White, a stationery item, scissors, an app, Snapchat, a type of pasta, spaghetti, and friend, you're halfway there.
There you go. That's 5 out of the 10 questions for $1,000 for Pippa and Jimmy's Alpha Bucks coming up 8 a.m. Don't go anywhere. Everything you need to know about sport that happened over the weekend coming up next in Beers, Boobs and Balls. But Ed, right now with Don't on Hit.
Met this girl late last year. She said, don't you worry if I disappear. Don't tell her I know. I told her she knows. Take aim and
yeah, Mr. Ed Sheeran there with the song he reportedly wrote about Ellie Goulding. That is called Don't on Hit 93.5. We are 21 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
Come on. Let's talk about
sports, 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 sports. Beer, boobs, balls. Let's
yes, Pippa and Jimmy on Hit 93.5.
Big weekend of NRL. The West Tigers went down to the Canberra Raiders 48-12 yesterday afternoon.
Here's the thing. I was at the pub and I noticed that the Tigers were actually winning at one point. And then they've gone on to lose.
I know.
Wow,
yes. And the Melbourne Storm had a win over the Newcastle Knights 28-10.
Fantastic.
And another quick update. Billy Slater has been named for the State of Origin Game 2, but he must prove his fitness by Wednesday.
Wait a minute. I thought that he'd retired.
Oh, he's stepping down from rep footy at the end of the year.
Well, that's a big plus for New South Wales then, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Queensland will be out without quite a few key players.
Oh, wait, is he a Queenslander?
He's a Queenslander.
Oh, sorry, I thought he was a New South Wales man.
But that's okay.
Yeah, I thought if you play for Melbourne, don't you? I don't know.
State of origin. It's confusing.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
Interesting.
Stay tuned with that.
Stay tuned. Okay, let's go over to Russia at the moment,
yes.
Pippa, with the World Cup. Big night in the World Cup. Costa Rica kicked off late last night against Serbia. That game described as a dull, boring piece of football, and they ended up with a 1-0 win to Serbia. Then over to Germany, the powerhouse, the Giants, the team that everyone reckons will probably win the World Cup, were knocked off by Mexico 1-0.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Mexico?
Mexico 1-0. Now, in saying that, Spain recently became the first team to ever win a World Cup after losing their first game.
I see. Okay.
So, losing your first game doesn't necessarily mean
it's all over.
It's done and dusted.
Okay.
Still win the World Cup and you still do it. Germany hoping to win back-to-back World Cups with Spain doing that back in 2010. And then this morning, I was watching the game. I was up at 4 a.m. to watch the Brazil versus Switzerland game. Brazil were all over Switzerland,
right,
scoring a fabulous early goal from Philip Coutinho, the Liverpool legend, before Switzerland came back and scored a goal from a corner kick to level it up 1-1. And Brazil, the other big favourite to take out the World Cup, ended up sharing the spoils with Switzerland after 1-1 draw there.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, a fella who's not too upset is the Swiss giant.
Mm.
He is Swiss, isn't he? Roger Federer. He is a Swiss man.
Oh, yes, he is. He's a Swiss man.
He would have been happy seeing that, the 1-1 draw against Brazil. But he's also notched up his 98th title win of his career, winning the Stuttgart Open. So congratulations to Roger Federer.
Oh, Roger, the darling of tennis.
Absolute darling of
tennis,
he is. How
wonderful. And back over to the US. The US Open PGA Tour is going to wrap up today.
Oh, is it really?
Do you know that the prize winnings is $12 million?
I thought you were going to say the prize you win is a game of golf with Donald Trump. So that's not that good, Pippa.
No, that isn't that good. But the US Brian Koepka is currently in the lead, so it looks like he might take that one out.
Jeez, should become a golfer.
I know.
I was pretty good at golf on the Xbox.
Were you?
Yeah, Microsoft Golf.
Wonder if being good at golf on the Xbox means you'd be good at golf in real life.
Probably not, because I've played golf in real life and I need about a 38 shot start.
I'm good at putt-putt, but that's about it. So if there's a putt-putt championship, look out.
Is there a putt-putt course in Dubbo?
You know, that's something we should really look into.
You know, we should start a business. Pippa and Jimmy's putt-putt.
Yeah, that's great. I like that.
PJ Putt, that is Beers, Boobs and Balls. Stand by, the top 20 annoying sayings for dads. Coming up next on Hit after Cargo. Remind me to forget on Hit. Morning.
It never fades away. It's staying. Your kiss like broken glass on my skin.
Yeah, how good is that? Kygo, remind me to forget on Hit 93.5. We are the home of hits and old school. And stand by because we cross live to Scoopla HQ in LA. Dean McCarthy has been at the MTV Movie Awards red carpet. Can't wait to chat with him in a few minutes. So we do it all thanks to Mick Cafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. Right now, Pippa, shout out to all the dads of the Central West.
Oh, yes.
Look, I know Father's Day isn't for another couple of months.
No.
Till September.
But that's all right.
But dads do a great job.
They do.
Mm. And dads in this day and age do a lot more for kids than they did hundreds of years ago. You know,
hundreds of years ago,
used to be traditionally the female's job. You know what I mean?
That's right.
But now in 2018, we're all equal.
Absolutely.
None of this. And men in the UK, Pippa, are getting fed up with not being treated equal when it comes to being parents.
Oh, no, what an outrage.
Yeah, absolute outrage, I'll tell you this. And I'm leading the outrage because a new study has come out revealing the top 20 most annoying things that you can say to a dad.
Oh, great. I love these kinds of lists.
Yeah, and I want to know on 13, 12, 16, what's the annoying thing that people say to you about your job?
Oh, right.
Because everyone, you know, everyone's got different jobs.
Yes.
And we all say different annoying, you ask the same question.
Yep,
you know what I mean?
Like, you got to answer it all the time.
And you got to answer the same question. So 13, 12, 16, if you got one to contribute. Now, for the dads, I'm going to read out a couple of my favourites here.
Okay.
Pippa. Now, the worst one is you've got him well trained.
Oh.
Telling the wife that she's got the dad well trained.
Well trained.
So the dads just go, what?
Yeah.
I'm the dad. I'm equal here.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not well trained. I'm just love my kid and I'm raising my kid.
I'm 50% of this kid, all right?
Also, you're doing that wrong.
That would be annoying.
That would be very
Men
annoying.
Men really don't like to be told that they're wrong.
Absolutely.
Or doing anything wrong.
I hate to be told I'm
yes,
wrong.
Yes, I know.
Oh,
that's why I try and tell you that you do things wrong on a regular basis. It's because of how much it grinds your gears.
Are you babysitting?
Oh, rude.
That's rude. That's not a nice one. And then what about this? It's nice to see a man looking after the kids.
Oh, what is this, 1975?
Yeah.
For goodness sake, it's 2018.
What about you're such a softie or who iron the kids' clothes?
Oh, probably themselves.
Probably
if you've got
themselves.
Them really well trained.
So they're the things that not... Pippa, they're the things that not to say to
dad. Yes, don't do it.
You just said one of them to the dads.
What did I say?
You said if you've got him really well trained.
It was a play on words because I was being sarcastic because one of the other things was, oh, you've got him well trained.
As a radio host, what's the most annoying thing people say to you or ask you?
Oh. Gee, you'd have to get up early, wouldn't you?
Oh, people say that.
Yes, I would. It is still dark when I get up and start work.
You know what's funny? I met a guy yesterday at the Chinese shop. I think his name is Daniel. He works at the abattoir, I think.
Fletcher's, yes.
Yeah, and he said to me he starts work at 5:30 a.m. every morning. I thought, you probably wake up earlier than me, mate.
They probably do.
They probably wake up earlier than I do.
I think the other thing that people think is we only work 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, you've got a pretty cruisy gig, though.
You've got a cruisy gig,
only
yeah.
Only 6 till 9.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
My one, Pippa, is when people say to you, oh, what do you do for a job? And I go, oh, I work at Hit 93.5.
Work on the radio?
Yeah, they go, oh, sorry, I don't listen to Star FM, I listen to Triple J.
Oh, I must admit, really, I do prefer the ABC. That's what I listen to. It's like they have to apologise straight away when they find out what you do.
Yeah.
I wonder if they do that to the boys at Fletcher's. Where do you work, Fletcher's? I'm very sorry. I'm actually a vegetarian. Sorry about that.
Here we go.
Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
Yeah, how good is that? Straight out of R&B Fridays on Hit 93.5. Morning, everyone. Pippa and Jimmy. Kanye West, Stronger. We are just 3 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Alpha Bucks at 8 with $1,000.
Speaking of Kanye, he's gotten himself into a bit of hot water again.
Oh, what's happened?
So there's this blog, right, called Diet Prada.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it's a blog that calls out knockoffs and, you know, people copying each other in the fashion industry, right? Now, the new Yeezy 500 sneaker was launched earlier this week, and there's like been a photo shoot with it and blah, 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 blah. And the photos, Diet Prada have come out and said, oh, we think that the Yeezy photos are actually copying a 2015 series of photographs by another artist.
Really?
Yes.
Kanye's been accused of doctoring or to stealing an idea.
Yes, which is ironic because last week he tweeted Ryan Reynolds about Deadpool 2 saying that Deadpool 2 soundtrack, they copied Kanye's music. So the irony is just unbelievable.
You know what I love about Yeezys? I got like a $50 pair of sneakers from, what's the place you used to work
Skechers.
At?
Skechers.
From Skechers. And they're exactly like Yeezys.
Exactly like Yeezys.
Like, come on, shoes are shoes.
Exactly.
Oh, they copied my shoes.
Oh, they copied my photographs. They, oh, they copied my music.
I'm over him.
Nothing's original anymore.
No, nah, I'm over. No. I'm over Kanye. We've got some fake news up next.
We do. Have you got some fake news to tell me?
I'll have to make something up.
Yes, you will.
Mm-hmm. Done. I can't use that story anymore.
No, you can't use the Yeezy story.
You've revealed it.
Diet Prada will be on
to
you.
And then we cross live to Scoop HQ in LA, Dean McCarthy. He's been on the red carpet of the MTV Movie Awards.
Here we go.
Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
On Fitzroy Street, it's 8 degrees.
Now, before we go to the fake news segment, Pippa, there's something I forgot to mention on the show far today.
What's happened?
I was just reminded because of the story about Troy Grant on the news with Alyssa.
Yes,
because Troy Grant plays for the Wanderers in the soccer.
Yes,
in the soccer, he plays fourth grade.
Mm.
I play third grade for Newtown.
Mm.
Anyway, yesterday we're playing the Wanderers,
right?
And guess who scored the winner?
Who?
Me.
That's got nothing to do with Troy Grant.
Oh, yeah, Troy Grant plays for the Wanderers. So I
was like, oh, my gosh, did you play Troy Grant?
No,
did he score the winning goal?
Just wanted to mention that I scored the winning goal.
That's got nothing to do with Troy Grant.
Can you at least be happy for me?
I'm happy for you. I'm stoked. Over the moon.
Anyway, I was saying to everybody yesterday while we were down at the pub, saying, of course I'll be weaving it into conversation all morning.
Oh, well done. You did that seamlessly, didn't you?
I forgot to mention it
far. Oh, no. Now you've got egg on your face.
I've got egg on my face. Forgot to mention that I scored the winning goal yesterday in soccer.
And great mention of Troy Grant. It had nothing to do with that story.
Information that was fake and never happened.
I can't believe it.
You are fake news.
How did you and Mike do with this last week?
Well, I'll tell you what, the tally table has turned because Mike's got 2 on the board now and I've got 4. I'm catching up to you.
Were you awarding yourself points while I was away?
No, I was not. Those 4 have been sitting there since you were last here.
Okay, let's get straight into it. I'll read you the 2 headlines. You've got 30 seconds to ask me any questions. Then you got to lock in which one's real news, which one's fake news.
Okay,
first story. Human waste from New York City has been stuck on a train in a small Alabama town for months now.
Yeah.
After it got left there by a road train, by a train, not a road train, by like a train that goes on the tracks.
Right, yeah.
They just left it there, human waste, in like cargo containers.
That's disgusting.
That's really gross, isn't it? Second story, a soccer player in the UK has been arrested after they were signed for Fleetwood Town. Now, Fleetwood Town signed him because he had a pretty impressive resume.
Right.
They realised he couldn't play soccer, checked his resume and they realised he'd lied on his resume about who he'd played for before.
Oh, my gosh.
So he got arrested for fraud.
Okay,
Pippa, your 30 seconds starts now.
Okay, what grade of soccer had he applied to play? Well, like, was it in the Premier League or...?
Fleetwood Town's, like, about three or four levels below the Premier League. So he was just in the youth squad of that team. So it was pretty low level.
Right, it's in the UK.
In the UK, but low level UK. Professional, that's why he got arrested, because he's getting paid money.
Yeah, right. And this waste that's been stuck on a train, why did it get stuck there?
Well, apparently there was an issue with the train taking it. They had to offload it, and then they haven't been able to organise another train to pick it up.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's just stuck in a town. In fact, it's stuck right by the Little League fields. So the Little League fields have been stunk out by human waste from New York City and Alabama.
Both of these stories are quite plausible.
Very plausible, both of them.
I'll be honest with you. Yeah. Right. New York City waste stuck on a train in Alabama, or a soccer player in the UK lying on his resume. I've never heard of a soccer player having to give a resume to someone.
Well, basically,
to apply for a team.
Usually, like with your higher level soccer players,
right?
Everyone knows who Ronaldo is and what he's done.
Yes, yeah.
But when you get down to like trying to sign players for youth teams in very low levels, you're basing your signings off, you know, who they might have played for. They might have spent 6 months trialing in Denmark, for example.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
So like when you're at that low level, you do have like a resume. This is what I, you know, this is who I've played for. I've played for this club in Denmark. I've played for this club in Germany for 3 months.
We hadn't played soccer at all.
Mm.
I'm going to lock in that the soccer player applying to play for Fleetwood Town is fake news, and that the New York waste stuck in a town in Alabama is true.
Well done.
Yes.
Well done. You've got five in a row. Oh. Remember how devastated you were when you were wrong six times in a row?
I know. It was so demoralising. I was so depressed. I was really in a funk.
Yeah. Well, they've organised a few trains to come and pick up the waste now.
Oh, thank goodness.
So poor little Alabama town's going to be okay.
Why can't they just turn the train on that the waste is on and drive it away?
No, there's something wrong with it.
Broken.
I didn't read that far into the story.
That's disgusting. I'd move out of that town.
A good fake news story.
Oh, not so good after all.
No, not so good after all. Okay, stand by, Pippo, because we've got to cross live to LA up next.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yes, right now, though, Ariana Grande, her song for Manchester. This is No Tears Left to Cry on Hit. Morning, everyone, 7:09.
Right now, I'm in a state of mind. I want to be in luck all the time. On your list, but I should have thought of that before we kissed. I'm another ex-girlfriend on your list. Should have thought of that.
No doubt, ex-girlfriend. This is Hit 93.5. Hey, good morning, everybody. You're on air, the Pippa and Jimmy show. And stand by, because after the hour of 8 a.m. this morning, after we do Alpha Bucks and give away $1,000, hopefully, we are doing Gimme Five for Kids on-air auction. We've got some great things to auction off, all for the sick kids of the Central West.
Yes.
But right now, Pippa, at 9 degrees, 18 minutes past 7 o'clock, Pippa, we've decided that we're going to do a new segment with you.
We have, yes.
Because a couple of weeks ago, you were telling me about your fascinating life. You've got a fascinating life.
Guilty.
You said you had the greatest weekend ever sitting around at home in your, whatever those Alexander pajamas are called.
Peter Alexander Jim Jams, yes.
See, you know what that is, that goes to show. Baking, cooking. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Chickens and pork and all the lot. I thought, what a fascinating life you've got. Because here I am gallivanting around New South Wales, gallivanting around the world, going to exclusive clubs.
Oh, yes, Mr. Vodka, Lime and Soda himself on the dance floor.
Vodka, Lime and Soda to avoid the calories, scoring the winning goal for Newtown on Sundays.
Yep.
You know, it's all happening for me.
It is.
You got the down, you got the simple life, you got the good life.
I do.
So I thought, when we talk about your good life.
Yes.
I've got a new segment for you.
Brilliant.
Pippa's Fascinating Life.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
And these are the days of Pippa's Fascinating Life. Pippa, enlighten us. What happened with your fascinating life this weekend?
Well, it was fascinating.
Yes.
I bumped into you at Brendan's Mart at 10 on Friday afternoon.
We did.
And I walked out of Brendan's Mart at 10 to see you, and I was pushing a trolley with some boxes on it. I thought, oh, Jimmy, oh my goodness, I haven't seen you in a week. I've just bought some plants.
Oh, you went plant shopping?
Went plant shopping.
Well, that must have taken you a good 10, 15 minutes.
Well, one would think that it's a relatively simple task.
Mm-hmm.
Here I was completely unawares of the commitment that it takes to purchase plants.
What do you mean?
I was in Brendan's Mudder 10 for an hour and a half.
It's not a dog pipper.
I tell you what, I've booked overseas holidays more quickly than I bought these plants. Here I was thinking, do you know what would be nice? Just sprucing up my little balcony with a spot of colour.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go in and just buy some pansies.
Good weekend to buy them with the rain falling.
Great weekend. Brendan's had a great deal, so in I go. And then I think I'm just going to swoop in, pick up a couple in and out. Very quick job.
So what was the issue? What was the hold-up?
Well, the hold-up was there are so many colours to choose.
So you're complaining that there's too many options at Brennan's Minor 10?
I was overwhelmed with my choices.
With options,
so there I am. I'm on the phone to my mum going, Mum, I've got these purple ones, I've got these yellow ones, I've got these pink ones.
You didn't.
Do I mix them together? Do I have them
Your
in separate
mother.
Pots? Then I had to pick the pots. I'm like, do I go for a terracotta? Do I go for a ceramic? Do I go for a plastic? I don't know. Then there's the whole debacle of what potting mix do you buy?
Oh, the debacle.
Honestly, forget choosing a dress for Derby Day. That's a 5-minute job now in comparison. So I pick my plants. I'm exhausted.
So what potting mix did you end up going with?
So we went with the premium blend.
Did you?
And I tell you what, Brennan's Minor 10 were very helpful. I had one woman in the garden department. She was there with me for an hour and a half helping me.
Really?
As I painstakingly chose my coloured pansies.
So they made no money off you they paid their staff.
I might have needed a bit of overtime by the time I was finished with them. But then I was so exhausted from that whole experience, I thought, I can't be bothered cooking dinner tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to treat myself to some Thai. So I went and got my Fry Thai, my Friday night takeaway Thai.
I love how you got a name for it.
Yeah, Fry Thai. And I sat down once I'd bought my pansies at home. It was a bit cold, so I tucked myself into my little apartment and I pulled out a puzzle. And I thought, what a way to start the weekend.
You see, this is why we've got the days of Pippa's fascinating life.
It was buying pot plants and a puzzle.
Friday night, I was on the beers.
Yep.
Down at the Dogs.
Were you?
Yeah.
Okay. Having a great time.
The Dogs, having a great time. Yep. You're at home with Thai food and a puzzle.
And a puzzle. And my new plants that look fabulous in their new pots, by the way.
You remind me of every meme that's related to middle-aged women. What does Farmer Lewis think of all this?
I think he thinks it's wonderful. He thinks it's fabulous.
What does he come home and go, oh, look at that sexy lady doing a puzzle on the floor?
We don't live together, you see.
Oh, yeah,
fair
enough.
He's out at the farm farming.
Yeah,
I'm at home puzzling, being a professional puzzler and planter of pansies.
There you go. Thanks for the update on your fascinating
life.
You're
so welcome. Listen, I will be keeping everyone posted on the state of my said pansies, how they go, and I'll keep you updated on my 1,000-piece puzzle as well.
Great.
Here we go.
Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
How good is that? Ariana Grande's No Tears Left to Cry. Hey, good morning, everybody. Pippa and Jimmy on the air. 8 degrees at 12 past 7 on Hit 93.5. And we do it all thanks to the new Grand Big Mac at McDonald's, available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time. Bear with us a moment because Dean McCarthy holding on the line live from LA. But Pippa, after 8 o'clock, the Gimme 5 for Kids auction this morning.
Yes, the on-air auction that is happening all this week to raise vital funds for the children's ward at Dubbo Base Hospital.
Yeah, we have an amazing package thanks to the Quality Inn right here in Dubbo to auction off. Now, remember, if you buy something from our auction, it's fully tax deductible. It goes 100% of the money goes straight to the Sick Kids of the Central West. Stand by, 8 a.m. this morning, our on-air auction. You can find out more info about that.
Hit 93.5, Scoopla.
He joins us now live from Scoopla HQ, Mr. Hollywood himself, Dean McCarthy. And look at you just swanning around on the red carpet at the MTV Music Awards, you big star, you.
Oh, look, I've got to tell you, I'm still smiling. You should see my face right now. It was the best red carpet. Kim Kardashian was there. Kris Jenner was there. Chris Pratt. Zendaya. It was like epic. It was so incredibly epic, and I got to catch up with one of my favourite actresses. She's Australian, Catherine Langford, of course, who is the star of 13 Reasons Why. She told me that she's definitely not doing the third season and gushed about being a part of this show and having such an iconic role. Check it out, us on the red carpet.
I'm just psyched to be nominated. It's
it's amazing, you know, to like feel that you were able to play a character that so many people resonated with. So I think just her legacy in itself is the biggest reward.
I love her. I love that show.
It is fantastic. Plus, there's also another Aussie actor in there as well.
That's right. And isn't he dating Sam Smith?
Oh, yes, Sam Smith's BF.
Yeah, I forget his name, though. I think it's alluding us all from here. But yeah, Sam Smith's boyfriend. I've got him on Instagram, obviously, following just for a few cheeky looks there.
Look, I tell you what, though, yeah, you know what's awesome? So, like, while you weren't there with me, you can experience and enjoy the entire MTV Movie Awards this week on MTV Australia, of course. Really, really epic. It was like a phenomenal show. I loved it.
Amazing. Scooplers, Dean McCarthy, live from Hollywood. Thank you so much for joining the show this morning.
Love it. Talk this week. Bye, guys.
Thanks, Dean. Stand by. Up next, a brand new segment featuring Pippa Moore. After this. And similar conditions again for Wednesday.
In Narromine, it's 8 degrees.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Stand by after 8 a.m. this morning. Give Me Five for Kids charity auction. We've got some great things to auction off. Now, today, the Quality Inners jumped on board. The great team, Kez and Kaz out there. We love those guys. An amazing thing that you can buy and experience. Plus, you can claim it all back on tax time coming up.
That's right. But a quick bit of trending now news. Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Yeah, what? Now, they've released a new album or something. Tell me. Talk
they
to me.
They have stunned fans over the weekend with the release of their much-anticipated joint album, Everything Is Love.
Now, the last time Beyonce released an album was Lemonade, wasn't it?
Correct.
About Jay-Z cheating.
Back in 2016. Mm. But the couple waited until the weekend to exclusively offer up the new album without any sort of fanfare via Jay-Z's streaming service Tidal.
Oh, I love, you know what? You know when you try to give yourself a nickname?
Yeah.
This is what I feel like Jay-Z's done.
Okay.
He's made a streaming service. Yes. So he's made like a new Spotify called Tidal or whatever it's
Tidal,
called.
Tidal, yes.
It's like he's given himself a nickname and it hasn't worked for like 3 years.
Right.
But he's still persisting.
Well, sometimes these things take time to build and grow,
he's
don't they?
Still persisting. You know Justin Timberlake bought MySpace?
Did he really?
Yeah, he bought a huge share in MySpace. He wanted to revive it and bring it back, but it is
so random.
Sometimes you just need to give up.
If Justin Timberlake's bought MySpace, would he be changing Tom from MySpace to Justin from MySpace?
That's a good question.
Tom, who was even in everyone's top friends.
Yeah. I just feel like Tidal's been around for years.
Has it really?
Yes, it's been around for like 3 years, I swear. 13, 12, 16, if you've ever used it before.
Yes.
Because I actually honestly do not know anyone who's ever used it.
So the album's called Everything Is Love and it's not their first collaboration. They've released a dozen songs together, including Crazy in Love and Drunk in Love. Mm-hmm. They've just got a bit of a theme about love.
You know who else needs to give up?
Who? Give up.
Kanye with his dumb shoes.
With his Yeezys.
With his Yeezys. Like,
go on, tweet him.
Another
Kanye,
celebrity.
Kanye, give up with your dumb shoes.
Give up. Like, it's just annoying me. It's like you get to a point where you know he opened a store in Sydney, Kanye did.
Yeah.
And they closed it after 3 hours because nobody turned up.
Oh, well.
Like it was meant to be this big fanfare. This was only last month. It was going to be a big thing. Oh, my gosh, a new Kanye store.
Yeah.
Nobody showed up. Like, literally nobody showed up.
Did Kanye show up?
No, Kanye
didn't
show up.
Oh, well, that's why.
So then they shut the store and so they're going with a new angle at selling the stuff.
Oh, great.
In other stores.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think who else needs to give up.
You've done good. You've done very well there. Somebody who definitely doesn't need to give up is Sam Perry, who won The Voice last night on Channel 9.
Cool.
He was a controversial artist. A lot of people did think he should give up because he was a loop artist and he divided fans on social media because he performed while using electronic backups.
I think that's better than all the boring people that usually win that
show.
Well,
take a listen to him being crowned the winner of The Voice.
The winner of The Voice 2018
is... that
is...
Sonia?
Yes.
I like Sonia. Sonia's my favourite. I'm sorry.
Sam!
How exciting.
There's one way to guarantee absolutely no success in the music industry. It's to win The Voice.
No, that is... I do not endorse that statement whatsoever in any way, shape, or form.
One person who's ever done well in the music industry after going on The Voice.
Luke Kennedy, Harrison Craig, Sam Perry probably as well.
Listen to you
The list goes on.
Listen to you go. Listen, you just make stuff up.
No, they're real artists that have had real success after that show.
You're making shit up.
I'm not at all. You really are. No, you can check out those stories and more at hit.com.au. You can click on the Scoopla tab. And we're very happy for Sam. Congratulations. We wish you all the success in the world so that you can throw it back in Jimmy's face. Go on. Go and release a gold platinum selling album, why don't you? Go on, Sam. Do it. I'd love it. Make my day. Now I'm on a rant. What's coming up next? What are we doing?
We're talking about the World Cup.
Good.
World Cup. What happened overnight at the World Cup, plus the drama? You've been hearing about Optus has had issues with broadcasting
it.
I'm going to fill you in everything you need to know about the World Cup right after this one. Currently number 4 on the American Billboard charts, Maroon 5, their new huge hit single. It's called Girls Like You, and it's on air right now at Hit 93.5.
It's been 24 hours, I need more hours with you.
Maroon 5, Girls Like You, one of the biggest songs in the world at the moment. You're hearing it right here on the home of hits and old school, Hit 93.5. Good morning, everyone. It's Pippa and Jimmy. We are 14 minutes away from 8 with Alpha Bucks, $1,000 on the way, not too far away.
Right, you were away last week on annual leave when the World Cup soccer extravaganza kicked off. Pardon the pun.
Yeah, no worries.
And now you're back. Let's hear it. This is your World Cup dedicated swan song.
Well, people from my own soccer club, Newtown, have been begging me to talk about the World Cup on the radio. I said, your wish is my command. We can talk about everything World Cup.
Brilliant.
And what have you given me, 2.5 minutes to do it?
Yeah, three and a half.
3.5 minutes. Okay, so this is everything you need to know about the World Cup over the weekend. Lionel Messi, known as one of the best players in the world, missed from the penalty spot, Pippa Moore.
Oh, no.
A huge miss, that one, especially after Cristiano Ronaldo scored 3 goals for Portugal against Spain earlier in that day.
I thought Ronaldo played for Brazil.
The old Ronaldo plays for Brazil, but the new Ronaldo plays for Portugal.
I didn't know there was an old and a new Ronaldo.
Yeah, so two of the best players in the world ever have been called Ronaldo.
Are they related?
Not related at all.
They just both Brazilian. share the same last name.
Just like me and my little brother do.
Yeah, okay.
I guess that doesn't make sense in this whole context.
No, it doesn't, but okay.
Now, Spain ended up drawing 3-3 with Portugal. That was a huge game. Both those teams played so well, I expect them to go far in the tournament. Now, the big upsets of the weekend came overnight tonight, this morning.
Right.
With Germany, the favourites, the current world champions, going down 1-0 to Mexico.
Oh, what a wild card going down to Mexico.
Absolutely. Brazil as well. They got off to a flying start against Switzerland earlier this morning. Mm. Switzerland ended up equalising from a corner kick and ended up 1-1 against Brazil. The two biggest teams, the two teams expected to make the final of the World Cup, going down without all 3 points this morning, which
is absolutely
huge news there. Now, over to Saturday evening. Australia took on France at 8 p.m. on Saturday night.
Yes, their first game in the World Cup.
It was the only 8 p.m. game of the entire World Cup, not just for the Socceroos, but for anybody.
Right.
And there was VAR issues. Australia has been talking about if the video referee got it right or not.
Because there was a controversial first goal in that game, wasn't there?
Absolutely. The first goal was scored from a penalty after the video referee was involved, and the referee had to go and look on his little screen and decided that a penalty should be awarded for what happened.
Okay.
Now, the Socceroos then went up the other side of the field and scored a goal from the penalty spot a few minutes later. Here's my 2 cents on it. It was a bit 50-50. I'm not sure if the video referee should have been used. I do think it probably was a penalty, though, leading on the side of the penalty. Right. But in saying that, if that penalty wasn't awarded, you know, the butterfly effect would have happened and we probably never would have been awarded a penalty a few minutes later.
So we've lost our first game.
We've lost our first game,
yeah. Is it all over for the Socceroos?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
The French team is worth $1 billion.
Right.
The Socceroos are worth under $100 million. So okay, we gave them a good scare.
Great.
We are hotly tipped to give Denmark a good run for their money on Thursday morning.
Okay, so that's the next game, Thursday morning against Denmark.
Denmark. Now, if we can get all 3 points against Denmark,
yes,
we are in the hot seat.
Brilliant.
If we get all 3 points, if we beat Denmark,
yep,
it's all in our hands. Because if we then beat Peru, we're through.
Okay.
So, at the moment, it's all in our hands.
Great.
Two wins will send us through. The way we played against the French,
yes,
definitely opens up to the fact that we are still 100% in this World Cup.
Oh, good. Okay.
We're not favourites to go through, but we are 100% still in it.
Brilliant. So yeah, we're doing well.
We're doing really well.
Excellent news.
So tonight, the big games to watch: Sweden take on South Korea at 10 p.m. this evening. And then tomorrow morning, the hotly favourites to make probably the semi-finals, England, kick off their World Cup campaign tomorrow morning against Tunisia at 4 a.m. Hopefully Optus Sport is back up and working for everybody by then, because
yes,
that's caused some drama as well over the weekend. People trying to watch the World Cup only to get streaming issues through the Optus servers. So
okay,
there you have it, Pippa. Everything you need to know about the World Cup there.
Thank you so much. I feel very well informed.
Do you?
And I'm glad that we're not out of the game yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's good to know.
Really good stuff.
Exciting.
What we'll do up next, the yes, no segment.
Yes.
And then we'll do Alphabet. Thousand dollars on the line on Hit.
Here we go.
Pippa and Jimmy.
Yeah, how good is that? The home of hits and old school Red Hot Chili Peppers at Danny, California. This is the Pippa and Jimmy Show. Good morning, everybody. Stand by, because in under 3 minutes' time, your chance to win $1,000 with Alphabet.
Yes! Yes!
No!
It's the yes-no segment. Microwaving the last bit of coffee.
Yes, I do that on a daily basis.
Yeah, I notice you take your cup out, mm-hmm, you put it in the microwave and give it a spin, your McCafe coffee.
Yes.
Now, is the McCafe cup microwave safe?
Well, I only zap it for about 10, 15 seconds
just
max,
to warm it
just
up,
so that it doesn't burst into flames.
Because you know what I do with my McCafe coffee
what
in the morning?
What do you do with yours?
When I get down to a quarter left.
Like about 10% left?
Yeah, I am just, no, it's 25%.
Oh, so, okay,
quarter's
sorry.
Quarter's 25.
Okay, mine's 10%. I microwave the last 10%. What do you do with your last 25?
Pippa's the last quarter, 10%. I put a few scoops of instant coffee in and then I pour some hot water in. It kind of, yeah.
That's sinful.
I know, it's
that's
bad,
sinful
isn't
behaviour.
It?
I think all the baristas at McCafe will be very offended to hear that.
Don't be, it's no offence.
Okay.
No offence.
Yes.
No.
Telling everyone when you've scored the winning goal for your soccer team on the weekend.
Oh, yes. We love doing that, don't we? You just had to do that this morning. But what you did is you lulled me into the story by teasing something about Troy Grant and how he was involved, great
earlier,
friend of the
yep,
show, who plays for fourth grade Wanderers. Then you told a story that had absolutely nothing to do with him at all. Was that just to cover your own vanity?
Pretty much. Just everyone said, are you going to talk about it on the radio tomorrow? And I was like, yeah,
yeah,
I will.
Yeah, sure I will.
I will talk
but
about it.
But make it seem like I'm not talking about myself and being really self-indulgent by pretending to talk about someone else.
Oh, it's a brilliant goal.
Oh, was it?
Ah, it was the winner.
Did the crowd go wild?
You know what? The crowd was going wild. Thing was, though, it was like 4 degrees at Lady Cutler Ovals with the wind.
Yeah.
So all these people on the sideline were cheering for me, but because they were so rugged up, they looked like Eskimos. I couldn't even tell who was cheering.
I'm amazed you could hear anyone with your
bung ear. My bung ear, yeah, exactly. I made up a bung ear as well at one point when I
did
that. When I didn't hear the referee's whistle, I said, oh, sorry, it was my bung ear.
Did you actually not hear the whistle? Or were you just ignoring
it? No, I heard it. I ignored it. Selective hearing.
Yes.
No.
Announcing on Facebook that you're quitting junk food.
Ooh, very big call, because everyone on your social media profile will then be keeping you accountable.
Look, this one came from Mike from Workdays. He was on air last week with you.
He was.
Last night on Facebook, he announced that he was quitting junk food.
For the benefit of him and his wallet. And I thought, for God's sake, Mike, you've just had 4 days on air with me. Why could you not do this when we're on air together? It would have been brilliant content. But no, you decided to do it now that Jimmy's back.
Quit Facebook. No, quit junk food.
Quit junk food.
I say no to announcing it.
I say no to announcing it because then if you have a slip off the wagon, nobody knows.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like announcing my diets at all to anybody, so I can just keep it really low-key.
Oh, yeah, you really keep it really subtle and to yourself about those. That's good.
Here we go.
Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
Wellington, it's 8 degrees.
Yeah, thanks to Leading Edge Computers at Dubbo for everything Apple, Microsoft and more. Go to Leading Edge Computers on Macquarie Street.
Yvonne, are you feeling lucky this morning?
I hope so.
Yes, we hope so too.
What'd you get up to on the weekend, Yvonne?
Well, not much. It was too cold to do anything.
It was
pretty cold.
Stay inside and bunker down kind of weekend.
You know what? I wanted to stay inside and bunker down, Yvonne, but I ended up playing soccer yesterday in the cold. I scored the winning goal.
Did hear that. Congratulations.
You're giving him the credit that he's fishing for, Yvonne. You're so kind.
I know.
What a sweetie. Now, Yvonne, at 6:30 this morning, did you hear the first five answers of Alpha Bucks?
I did, and I can remember three of them, so hopefully I do okay.
All right.
Well, you know, your letter is the letter S today then, S for Sierra. Now, here's the rules. Yes. 10 questions, 30 seconds. Each question answer has to start with the letter S. You can't use the same answer to answer two questions. There's no helping in the background, and if you say pass, we'll come back to the end if we've got time. Yvonne, you ready for your crack at $1,000?
I am.
Yvonne, 30 seconds is locked and loaded on the clock. Your time will start at the end of the first question. For $1,000 in Alpha Bucks, starting with the letter S, name a drink.
Sprite.
A Disney character.
Snow White.
A stationery item.
Stapler.
An app.
Snapchat.
A type of pasta.
Spaghetti.
A breed of dog.
Staffordshire Bull Terrier.
A colour.
Pass.
A calendar month.
September.
A TV show.
Pass.
A day of the week.
Saturday.
A colour.
You could have said silver.
Silver.
Oh, Yvonne. And then for a TV show, Simpsons, Seinfeld, Sex and the City.
Oh, Yvonne.
I thought you were going to get it.
I know. I thought you were going to blitz through that.
I thought I was. Never mind.
Hey, have another crack again soon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No worries. There you go. If you could have got 10 there, you would have won $1,000. Alpha Bucks are back tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Thanks to Leading Edge Computers, a great team there for everything Apple, Microsoft and more. Up next, Pippa, we have our on-air auction where we're auctioning off a great item supplied by the Quality Inn for today.
Yes.
And any money you donate, tax deductible. And also, you will get to keep it as well.
Absolutely. You do get to keep the item. You don't auction off the item and give it to someone else. It will be yours to own.
Okay, after the wake up, shake up, what are we auctioning off today? We'll tell you up next.
9 degrees.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Hey, Pippa, do you mind, before you get into trending now, I've got a story of my own.
Oh, okay.
So I just found out on Facebook, and I want to ask you if you know this or not. Winnie the Pooh is apparently a girl.
What?
Winnie the Pooh's female.
No.
I'm not even joking.
Since when?
I don't know.
How did you find this out?
Someone just posted on Facebook.
Right.
That they found out today that Winnie the Pooh was a girl. And I was like, what? And apparently it's been going viral for the last couple of days. It's been like the new viral sensation, Winnie the Pooh's a girl.
Well, I suppose Winnie is
a girl.
Well, could be a girl's name. Winnie the Pooh's a girl. I always just assumed that Winnie the Pooh was a boy character.
Winnie. Wouldn't call your kid Winnie because you got the Winnie Blues, you know? The cigarettes.
Oh, the Winfield Blues. Yeah. Yes.
The Winnie Blues.
Yes, I do know that.
Chuck
me
a Winnie Blue there, love.
No, Winnie's a nice. It's short for Winifred, I'm pretty sure. I'm not joking, mate.
Wow, what a great bit of it. Winifred.
Winnie name.
Geez, that's even older than the name Dawn.
Yeah, Winnie. Can be a male and female name. It's of Welsh origin.
Yeah, but so Winnie the Pooh is a girl.
But how are they proving this?
Because apparently there's a book that came out with Winnie the Pooh is a girl.
Well, it was written by A.A. Milne, who is a female author.
Yeah.
But does this prove that Winnie the Pooh's a girl? I don't know.
No, there's definitive proof, Pippa.
Definitive proof.
Stop trying to fight it.
I'm shocked.
You know what, Pippa?
What?
There can be girl cartoon characters as well. There can be girl...
Can there?
really? Lead cartoon
yes.
characters.
No, I support that.
Okay, it doesn't all have to be men.
The future is female, as they say in 2018. Watch out, men. So I'm happy that Winnie the Pooh has been defined as a female.
There you go, everyone. That's my trending now news. Pippa?
Now, I've got a bit of other trending now news for you. If you thought Farmer Lewis and I on Instagram was disgusting, you're going to be repulsed by what Chappelle Corby has posted on her Instagram. Okay, so she's obviously in a relationship.
Yeah.
But how she has announced it.
Oh, yeah, she's in a relationship with some guy from from Indonesia, but they've had to go to another country because she's not allowed in Indonesia.
So what she's done is she's posted a photo. And you know how, you can post photos of couples holding hands?
Yeah.
So she's posted a photo of the caption, with the caption, soulmate.
Yeah.
And it's her hand intertwined with her partner's foot.
Let me have a
look. Take a look at that. With the hashtag soulmate. It's literally like they're holding hands, except it's her hand and his foot. And their fingers and toes are intertwined.
Where are they?
I don't know.
And when she wrote the word soul, she spelled it S-O-L-E. S-O-L-E.
It's a bit of a play on words. Soulmate. Get it?
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that a bit bizarre?
If you were Chappelle Corby, would you, never go back to Asia again? I would never leave Australia again.
I'm not Chappelle Corby and I'm never going back to Bali again. I got Bali belly over there. No, thank you. Don't need that twice.
When someone's already put 20 kilos of marijuana in your boogie board, you wouldn't risk it again, would you?
No, absolutely not. You'd be foolish.
Come on.
Just hole up in Noosa somewhere or Tweed Heads and just enjoy the beach lifestyle.
Nimbin.
If that's what you really
You know, you should do really well in Nimbin.
So there you go. Stop it. That's enough. So Chappelle Corby's
she's
obviously...
she's becoming friends with Snoop Dogg.
No, she's not. Maybe that's Snoop Dogg's foot. I don't know. But she's got a soulmate and she's holding their foot. I don't know if I'd go in. I don't know if I'd hold Farmer Lewis's foot like that.
You probably would.
No, I don't think I would. I don't think I would. No, that's next level. I don't think we'd go there. Anyway, that's trending now.
Up next... I'm doing something for the first time in 15 years.
15 years?
Today.
What could it be?
I'm doing something for the first time in 15 years that you're meant to do every 6 months.
Oh.
And I haven't done it in 15. So I've missed 30 times in a row.
Wow.
And I'm really nervous. And I'm really scared and I don't know what's going to happen.
We should talk about that so I can laugh at it.
I know. I'm actually getting scared now talking about it.
I wonder what it could be.
I'm actually really nervous even thinking about it.
I don't know what it could be. I'm a bit stumped. I'm flummoxed, as they say.
You're Liam Payne now, Red Aura. Yeah, Liam Payne, Rita Ora, pretty much the only good thing coming out of the 50 Shades movie recently is For You. Love that song. On the home of hits and old school. Morning, everyone. Pippa and Jimmy on the air on Hit 93.5, and we're a quarter away from 9 o'clock, and we're currently 9 degrees.
Our Give Me Five for Kids on air auction is underway. Bidding is open every day this week. We will be auctioning off a different item for you, and every single cent of the proceeds raised goes directly to support the Dubbo Base Hospital Children's Ward. It's Give Me Five for Kids, supporting sick kids across Dubbo and the Central West.
Yeah, now if you want to put in a bid, the number 6801-2283.
And today's auction item is dinner and overnight accommodation at the Quality Inn, with dinner at Reflections Restaurant valued at $150, plus twin share overnight accommodation including breakfast. The bidding's currently sitting at $250.
Fantastic. Okay, Pippa, I want to know on 13, 12, 16, what have you been putting off? Because there's something that I should have been doing every 6 months of my life.
Yes.
Which I haven't done for 15 years.
15 years is a long time. What is it? What are you doing today?
I've made an appointment to go to the dentist.
Oh, no. And you haven't been in 15 years.
I haven't been to the dentist in 15 years.
Imagine what they're going to uncover when they pry open your jaws.
This is what I'm scared of. I'm actually scared that they're going to need to remove all my teeth.
Yep. Well, just think there could be fillings in there that you don't know about. I mean, the last time I went to the dentist, I'd been putting it off for a little while. Went in, had an infected wisdom tooth, and bang, they took it out right then and there in the chair.
Really?
Yep. They did.
See, I had the hospital take out my wisdom teeth a few years ago. I didn't even go to a dentist.
Oh, that's good. You went under the gas, yeah, under the knife.
Went completely under.
That's
all four
good.
Taken out. Woke up a few hours later. So I'm actually really nervous.
Okay, so it can't be wisdom teeth because you've had them taken out. Great. Well, that's good.
It's just a general checkup.
Yes.
But I feel like because I haven't been to the dentist in so long that they're literally going to be like, that front tooth needs to come out. We need to put a fake gold one in there, which I wouldn't mind, actually. You know what? Like,
you'd look pretty great with a gold tooth.
I look pretty good with a gold tooth. But I'm really scared.
People start calling you gold tooth love. Gold tooth lovey over here. Old mate, Goldie Love.
That is a lame name.
Goldie Love. Yes, that's what we'll start calling you, Goldie Love. But going to the dentist.
You're not in charge of nicknames.
It's something that you don't really think about doing very often, is it? Your dental hygiene.
Well, I just had a letter from my private health insurance saying, don't forget you can claim like 60% or something back. So I was like, oh, you know, I may as well do it.
May as well just go and have a dental checkup.
When was the last time you went to the dentist?
Well, end of last year when I had my wisdom tooth out.
Yeah, right.
Yes,
yeah,
so then I went back and made sure it was all good and sewed up correctly. I didn't have a gaping wound in my gum. That was fine.
I've just realised, depending on what happens today, I may not be able to talk tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
Imagine if I got like my tongue got numbed out because I had to get a tooth out.
Yes.
I couldn't move my tongue.
Maybe you'll have to come in and do sign.
Sign.
Or write things on post-it notes.
Yeah, and you could read it out for me. 13, 12, 16, what have you been putting off? Mm. Or maybe you can beat me if the 15 years not going to the dentist.
15 years is a long time. Why have you not been? Didn't your mother ever tell you to go?
No.
So, okay, let's talk about how many times do you brush your teeth a day?
Most of the time, twice.
Most of the time, twice. Are like you flossing?
70%. No, never floss.
No, who flosses these
who flosses?
Days? I mean, really?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No. So probably what they're going to say is they're going to maybe say up your ante on the brushing,
look,
the flossing situation.
Here's the thing. I don't want a demonstration of what I should do. Let's not be silly here. I know what I should do. I know how I should brush. I know how I should floss. I know how to do that.
You're just not doing it.
I'm just not doing it.
Okay, here's a question for you. When you go to the dentist today and they're looking down the bowels of your mouth,
yeah,
and they say, oh, how many times a day are you brushing and flossing? Are you going to lie?
Yes.
Or are you going to fess up?
Here's the thing. I think that dentists are probably like doctors. When a doctor asks you how much alcohol you drink,
yeah,
they double it.
Okay.
So I drink 4 drinks a day. They double it to 8.
Yep.
When a dentist asks how many times you brush a day, I bet you they halve it.
They halve it.
Yeah.
So they're going to know you're lying.
They know I'm lying.
Oh, what a nervous experience for you.
Yeah, exactly.
13, 12, 16, what have you been putting off doing? Can you beat Jimmy with 15 years of without going to the dentist? That's a long time.
I'm actually scared.
You should be, mate. You could come back without any teeth. Goldie Love, tomorrow on air from 6.
Harry Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So far live in our cupboard, we've had Amy Shark and Noah Kahan.
The home of hits and old school, that one. Old school Birds of Tokyo anchor. We are 4 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Hit 93.5 with Pipper and Jimmy. Hey, good morning, everybody. 9 degrees. We've only got 5 more degrees to climb to 14. Your top temperature across the entire Central West today. We do it all thanks to the new Grand Big Mac at McDonald's. Available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time only. And it's delicious. I tell you, Pipper, I'm currently going through my Big Mac sauce that I bought like a half litre bottle from McDonald's.
Oh, yes.
I have it with everything.
What's it good with?
It's good with homemade. I had a salad sandwich the other day.
Oh, yes.
Put it on there.
Nice.
When I just cooked some chips or some fish in the oven.
Oh, yeah.
Have it with that.
Beautiful.
I made pizza yesterday. Had it as a side sauce.
Oh, did you? A side sauce with your pizza.
Yeah, that's
I've gotten into
dipping sauces with pizza. You don't have them in Australia, but anywhere else in the world, when you order a pizza, it usually comes with a dipping sauce on the side.
And so what, you dip the slice of pizza into the sauce?
Yeah, so it's like cools the pizza down.
Right. Okay, I didn't know that.
So I've had my Big Mac sauce with everything.
Yeah, great. It's nice just to cover all everything off sauce.
It's a really good purchase.
Mm.
It's one of those purchases you don't regret.
You know what else you wouldn't regret purchasing?
What?
Dinner and overnight accommodation at the Quality Inn.
Mm.
All for a great cause, Forgive Me Five for Kids. You've got 3 minutes left in today's Give Me Five for Kids on-air auction if you want to make a bid for dinner at Reflections Restaurant to the value of $150 plus twin share overnight accommodation including breakfast.
Yeah, if you want to make a bid, you've not left it too late. You've got to pick up the phone right this second, the number 6801 2283. You get the dinner at Reflections Restaurant, $150 worth,
mm-hmm,
overnight stay,
yep,
and you get breakfast in the morning. So it's valued at $320. Here's the great thing. if you just go and spend $320, no tax write-off.
Nope.
If you do it with the auction, you put a bid in now, you can write it off untaxed because it's a charity donation.
And you get to have that great experience.
Oh, how good is that?
It's
okay.
Beautiful.
If you want to make your final bid for the dinner at Reflections Restaurant plus Twin Share, call right now before 9 a.m. because the lines are going to close. All the money goes to the children's ward at Dubbo Base Hospital, 6801-2283.
Great.
That's the number. Call now.
Yes.
It's your last chance to get your bid in. And that's us, Pippa.
Yes, done for Monday. Great to have you back in the studio.
Good to be back.
Yes. Now, what are you going to do before your dentist's appointment?
I feel like if you go to the dentist's, if you just tuned in, I'm going to the dentist for the first time in 15 years today.
Bit nervous about it.
I feel like there's probably some dentist's, what would you call it?
Like prerequisites.
Prerequisites. Brushing your teeth.
Yeah, good.
Washing my mouth in coconut oil, which I do on a regular basis. That's how I keep such beautiful pearly whites.
Can you ask them when you go today if that actually is a thing that works? Because I reckon that's one of the things that dentists say that's just a fad thing that doesn't make any difference.
I think that's the charcoal thing.
Oh, okay. Can you ask them about that too? Because I'd be interested to know.
I've Googled the whole coconut thing.
Have you?
It's definitely.
Well, if Google says it's correct, then say no more.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to floss?
No.
No?
I don't have floss.
Don't own it.
I don't own floss.
Do you know what's great is they might give you a couple of freebies. They might give you a fancy new spangly toothbrush and
oh,
that'd
be
floss.
Good because my nice. Toothbrush at the moment is a bit ranky.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, yesterday had a bit of salmon stuck in my tooth.
Oh, no.
No floss. Had to use my Woolies catalogue.
Ew.
Got the Woolies catalogue.
That's disgusting.
I used it as a toothpick.
You need some floss and some toothpicks.
What, you can't use your Woolies calendar catalogue as a...
What time's your appointment? 2:30?
I said to you, don't make that joke on radio. You know I don't like puns.
Well, I just did. 2:30.
Right. Pippa and Jimmy show is back tomorrow morning.
Yes.
From 6 a.m.
With Goldie Love. I can't wait to see your gold tooth and hear all about your dentist appointment.
If I come back with one really white tooth and you're like, that's definitely fake.
Okay. I'll point it out to you.
No worries. Well, everyone have a great Monday.
Yes. Enjoy the week. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love. Oh, yeah.